This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
You've felt those prices going up for food, gas, and other necessities. New numbers just in say inflation hit 8.6% over the past year. That's the highest rate in four decades. This morning, gas is $4.98 a gallon. That's according to the AAA. That's up 22 cents in 1 week, according to the AAA. A year ago, gas was $3.07 a gallon. A warning from the congressman who chairs the January 6th committee. Democracy is still in danger.
The conspiracy to thwart the will of the people is not over.
Panel Chairman Benny Thompson last night as the committee began its first primetime hearing into the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with what the committee revealed.
Donald Trump was at the center of this conspiracy.
Panel Chair Benny Thompson says it was a brazen attempt to overthrow the government by a leader who couldn't accept his election loss and then summon supporters to the Capitol.
He asked me to come on January 6th.
The hearing featured previously unseen videos of rioters saying they showed up at his urging.
We have a freeze to the Capitol!
And of the violence that followed. Carnage, as Capitol Police Officer Carolyn Edwards described it in live testimony.
The absolute war zone that the West Front had become.
Other officers who fought with Thompson sat in the committee room, some tearing up and consoling each other. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pacific Gas and Electric is pleading not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges after its equipment sparked a wildfire that killed four people and destroyed hundreds of homes in Northern California 2 years ago. That from California prosecutors. This is AP News. Another gun control bill the House has passed likely will not make it through the Senate. The AP's Mike Gracia.
The House approved a red flag bill Thursday that would allow a judge to issue a temporary order to remove and store firearms from people at extreme risk of harming themselves or others. But on the House floor, Republicans mounted stiff opposition.
This affront on the Second Amendment is in fact ridiculous.
There are more people killed in the United States by hands and knives than rifles.
Democrats were just as determined.
This is the side of doing absolutely nothing but casting aspersions and challenging what is right.
The vote followed Wednesday night's passage of a gun control bill that would raise the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle and prohibit sales of ammunition magazines with capacities of more than 15 rounds. Neither bill is expected to pass in the Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.